Okay, just to review, we looked at binary, decimal, and hexadecimal. And binary is base 2, which means it only has the digits 0 and 1. Hexadecimal is base 16, which means it has 16 digits running from 0 to F. And the key thing is, the reason hexadecimal is used is the relationship between binary and hexadecimal. And that relationship is that every hexadecimal digit can be represented with 4 binary, and every 4 binary can be turned into 1 hexadecimal. Okay, so that's the relationship that made hexadecimal key. And the reason we look for 4 is that a computer code, ASCII code, is 8 binary digits, 8 binary bits. And so 4 and 4 make 8, so I can look at the two sides of it. Okay? So, there used to be 6 binary digit codes. And in that case, they used octal, because octal was base 8. And it went back and forth between 3 binaries. So, that's the reason hexadecimal was chosen. Okay? So we very quickly looked at, and I want to go back over that again, the translation between hexadecimal and binary. Let's see. So if I have a series of binary, I can just go and break them up starting over at the right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and come up with the hexadecimal for each of those groups of 4. So 1, 1, 1, 1 is an F, and 1, 1, 0, 0 is a C. And if I break this one up, I end up like this, and the first group has only 2 digits. Okay, that's fine. I pretend it's got leading zeros. The 2 and the 1 are turned on, so that's a 3. The 4 and the 1 are turned on, so that's a 5. The 4, the 2, and the 1 are turned on, so that's a 7. The 4 and the 1 make a 5. Okay? So I get to know and think about that whole 8, 4, 2, 1, because that's what I'm looking at when I'm converting to hexadecimal, is the 8 turned on? Is the 4 turned on? Is the 2 turned on? Is the 1 turned on? And 8 and 4 make 12, and 2 more is 14, and 1 is 15, so that's 15, which is an F. And I just get used to thinking that 8421, 8421, and I can translate anything. Okay? So, if I start out with the hexadecimal 5, I say, okay, what do I need to turn on to make 5? I need to turn on the 4 and the 1. If I start out with the hexadecimal E, okay, E is a 14. So what do I need to make 14? I need 8, 4, and 2 to make 14, so I turn them on. To make 4, I just turn on the 4, and for 9, I turn on the 8 and the 1 to make 9. Okay, so that's the translating back and forth with hexadecimal. Questions? Okay. Okay, there's 2 things I want to look at today. One is a little bit of binary arithmetic. And that's about as far as it goes. And then we're going to look at computer codes. But just to become comfortable with binary, if you start out with 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, and then 1110, and then 11, and I want to add these up, okay? So just, again, for the sake of becoming comfortable with binary, 1 + 1 = 10, and I've got the math facts over there so you can look at them. 1 + 1 = 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. So I put down the 1 and carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. +1 = 100. So I put down the 0 and I carry the 10. And you can do that the same way you do in decimal. You can either carry them both to one column or carry them to two separate columns, the way you can in decimal. But I carried it to one column. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. Okay, so that's my answer. Anybody that's checking me, tell me if I did it wrong. Okay, now I can check this by going to decimal. So I have 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So that's 16 and 8 is 24, 25, 26, 27. So that's a 27. Okay, this is 2, 4, 8, so that's a 14. This is 1, 8, and 16, so that's 25. And if I add that up, 11, 6, carry the 1, 3, 4, 66. Okay, so if I come down here, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64 is on, 2 is on, 64 and 2 makes 66, so I did that correctly. Okay, so that was correct addition. Yes, no, maybe? Doing that conversion over to decimal makes it easy for me to check. Having your calculator makes it even easier for you to check. So, try that one. When you get an answer that you think is right, let me know. We'll see if other people agree.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Run into that problem. Where was I? Anybody got an answer? What?
57.
I don't know. Okay, it's 57 is the decimal?
That's the decimal.
Okay. Well, have you got the binary answer?
Yeah. No, it's 57. I think I have the binary answer.
Okay.
Double check.
What is it?
Yeah. 100 1010.
Does anybody else have that? You have that too?
Okay.
You have that? So it would sound like that's right. And you said it was 57.
That's not right.
Okay, quiet please.
57's not right.
Okay.
They can tell you that much.
Okay. So I start out 1 + 1 = 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10 + 1 = 11. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10 + 1 = 11 + 1 = 100. Put down 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11 + 1 = 100 + 1 = 101. Did I do that right? Because I got lost too. 10 + 1 = 11 + 1 = 100 + 1 = 101. Put down the 1, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11 + 1 = 100. Okay, so that came out the same. Then to translate this, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16 adds up to 31. Okay, now I didn't add those up. The way I know that that was 31 is the next power would be 32. And so this is one less than the next power over. So it's 31. Okay? And then this one is what? 4 and 8 is 12. And what's 12? It's 12 that I'm working with. But what is 12 in hex? Just out of curiosity, see. Yeah, right. Okay, this is, the 1 is turned on, 2, 4, 8, 16, so that's 17. And this is 2, 4, and 8, so that's 14. So if I add them up, 4, carry the 1, 4, 5, 6, 74. Okay, and if I check the answer, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 64, that's 74. Okay, so that checks. Actually, okay, now Whoops. Now let's try a little subtraction. 1, 1, 1, 0, 1. Take away 1, 1, 1. Okay? So, 1 from 1 is 0, right? 1 from 0 I can't do, so I have to borrow. So this becomes a 0, and this becomes a 1, 0. Okay? 1 from 1, 0 is 1. 1 from 0 I can't do, so again I need to borrow. 1 from 1, 0 is 1. Nothing from 0, nothing from 1. Okay? And then to check myself, I can check myself 2 ways. 1 plus 0 is 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Put down the 0, carry the 1, 1, 1. And so that checked. The other way I can check it is 1, 4, 8, 16. That's 29. And this is 1, 2, 4. That's 7. That's 22. And my answer had the 2 on, the 4 on, and the 16 on, which is 22. So it checks. Questions? Does that make sense? Okay, so try that one.
Does it matter? So, I did it just now and I thought it was faster. Was rather than like trying to subtract the binary numbers, I just looked at the top and said that's 25, and then heard like.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do that. They do the conversion first. No, I'm just, you know, want to get you comfortable with binary, so I'd like you to experiment with doing it the binary way, but a lot of people do the conversion and then go over.
If you wanted the answer in double thinking, just convert your answer to your
path. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's try this one. What did you get?
001.
What was it?
1001.
1001. Okay, anybody agree with that? Yeah?
I got something different.
Okay, what did you get?
I got 1011.
Okay, do we have any votes on that one? Anybody get a third, yeah?
Yeah, I got 1011, too.
You've got 1011, okay. All right, let's try it and see what we get. 0 from 1 is 1, right? One from 0, we can't do. So we go here to borrow, but we can't borrow. So we have to come over here, that becomes a 0, and this becomes a 1-0.
Yeah, I did it wrong.
But that's not where I need it. So I borrow 1 from that, leaving 1, and bring over the 1-0 there. Okay? So 1 from 1-0 is 1. 1 from 1 is 0. 1 from 0 I can't do, so I have to borrow, and that makes this 1-0. 1 from 1-0 is 1. So the 1-0-1-1 works. Okay. Now, again, to figure this out, you can check 1, 2, 4, 8, 16 is 25. And 2, 4, 8 is 14, right? So that gives me 11. And 1, 2, and 8 gives me 11. So 11 is the right answer. Okay? You can do this by doing it in binary, or you can do it by converting it over to decimal and then doing the subtract and then converting it back. I think it's easier to just do it, but I end up usually doing it both ways to check myself anyway. So I'm going to do it both ways. Okay? So that's just a little bit of binary manipulation. Okay, the next thing we're going to look at is computer codes. And as I said, this handout that I gave you was done many, many years ago. And it gets into codes that we're not using anymore. So we're not going to look at the rest of this handout for the code part. What we're going to do is go to what I've put last week called Reference for ASCII 2. So we're going to click on Reference for ASCII 2. And there are a lot of other places that we can go. This one just is a fairly good one, so I go here. Okay? So, they don't show you the binary code, but they give you the decimal, the hexadecimal, the octal, and then the key, the code that is used in HTML if you wanted to write the letter A using a code. Okay? So, the capital letter A is a decimal 65 and a hexadecimal 41. Okay? So if I look here, here's the capital letter A. It has a decimal 65 and a hexadecimal 41. Knowing the hexadecimal and knowing the decimal, I can come up with the binary for A. Oh, good. We apologize for any inconvenience. Wonderful world. Okay, at least we picked it up this way. I can give you two examples. A, 65 and 41. So at least we've picked it up now, and let's see if it took a picture. No, it didn't. All right, so we'll close this. Do you want to save changes? No. And let's go back in. Smartboard. Actually, I'll go out to here and it comes up. Okay, it seems to be at least thinking it's going to take pictures now. So we will see. So A has a 65 in, I should have written it the other way. A is a decimal 65 and a hexadecimal 41. Okay, so what is 41 written out? If I want to take 41 and I want to write it so that this is a 4 and this is the 1, what bits do I put up there? Yeah.
0100.
0100.
0001.
0001. Now, how we came up with that is put the 8, 4, 2, and 1 on, I turn on the 4. Okay? Put the 8, 4, 2, and 1 under here, I turn on the 1. So that's 41. Okay, so there I have 41. So that means that when you hit the A on the keyboard, the capital A, it will write out 01000001. That's the code, the ASCII code for an A. Okay, that's the ASCII code. Now, the other way I could do it is I knew it was 65 in decimal. So in decimal, I have 1, 2, 4, 8, but then I keep going. 16, 32, 64, 128. And I've got 65, so I turn on the 64 and I turn on the 1. Because that makes 65. And I put zeros in all of the other places. So I came up with the same solution. So I can either take the decimal and convert it, or I can take the hexadecimal and convert it. Okay? The hexadecimal is easier. Because you can really kind of do that in your head. Okay, so that is the letter A. Okay, now if you go back to the charts, B, notice, is 66 and 42, C is 67, 43, so we're seeing a pattern here. So A is 65 in decimal, 41 in hex, and the ASCII code for it, yes, is 01000001. Okay, that's the code. B is 66. Or 42. So what is it going to be? What is the ASCII for that?
01000010.
Right. Okay, because I put a 2 instead of a 1 at the end. So I turn on the 2. Okay, C is 67, which is 43. Which is 01000011. Okay, because I've got 3 and I turn on the 3. Okay. What would, let's go and look, and we can pick a code like a P or Okay, a P is an A, so let's take N first. Okay, N is 78.4E. N is 78.4E. Okay, so 4E is 0100, and what's an E? Nope, F is 50. 1110, 14. It's 1110. Okay? So E is 1110. So if it says 4E, then I know that the E is 1110. Because again, remember, 8421. And if I want to make E, which is a 14 in decimal, I turn on the 8, okay, I turn on the 4, and I turn on the 2, and I turn off the 1, and that gives me an E, okay? F is all of them on, 1111, okay? So that is LMNO is going to be 79, and 4F. So it's going to be 0100111. Okay? So P is going to be 80. And what's P going to be in hexadecimal? Sorry, I was standing here on the way. What is P going to be in hexadecimal? Yeah.
50.
50. Okay. And why is that? If I have 4F and I add 1 to it, F plus 1 is 10. Because just like in decimal, 9 plus 1 is 10. When you get to the top and F is the top, F plus 1 is 10. So F plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1, 50. Okay? So now how do I show 50 in binary for the ASCII code? How do I show a 5? Yeah.
0101.
Yeah. A 5 is 0101, because what am I doing? I'm turning on the 4 and the 1, and 4 and 1 make 5. So the 5 is 0101. What is the 0? Yeah.
0000.
Right. Okay. So a P is that. Okay, so now what is a Q? Everybody is answering. I don't know whether that means you're hopelessly confused or just letting somebody else answer. Okay. When I go down to Z, it is 90 and 5A. So Z is 90 and 5A. So what's the code for 5A? That's right.
Is it 0101?
So that's my 5, right? And what's A? No.
0108.
Okay. A is when we count along in after 9, 9 plus 1 is A, right? 9 plus 1, yeah. 1010, yeah. So I've got, and it, just let me finish, okay? I've got 9 plus 1 is A, so A is basically 10, okay? So what do you turn on in the 8, 4, 2, and 1 to get 10? What do I turn on in the 8, 4, 2, and 1 to get 10?
1010.
I turn on the 8 and the 2, right? So it's 1010. Okay. So I've got 1010. Okay. So that's my Z. Okay. Eight and two are turned on. So that's my Z. Okay. Now there's a pattern here. We went 1, 2, 3, and then we went up, and we keep going. And we are always having 0, 1, 0 at the beginning. And then we have the code over on the side. Okay, so this tells which one. So 0, 1, 0, or just 0, 1, tells the group. This tells the group. Everything in the capital letters has a 0, 1 or a 0, 1, 0 in it. Okay? You can just stick with the 0, 1 if you want. And the last 5 tell which one it is. The last 5 tell which one it is. And I had to go to 5 because 4 digits only goes up to 15. And there's 26 letters in the alphabet. So I have to go higher than 15. So it takes 5 bits to tell me which one. So let's look at Z. If I look at the 5 bits on Z, it has the 8, oh, the 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Okay, so it has the 16 turned on. 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So the 16 is turned on. The 8 is turned on. That makes 24. And the 2 is turned on. That makes 26. So that tells me that it is the 26th letter of the alphabet. Because the 8 is turned on, the 16 is turned on. The 8 is turned on, the 4 is turned on, is not turned on, the 2 is turned on, sorry. 16, 8, and 2 makes 26. So what letter of the alphabet is the Q? If I look at this, the 16 is turned on, and the 1 is turned on, so it is the 17th letter in the alphabet. So use your fingers and tell me if Q is really the 17th letter. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. So it really is the 17th letter. So I've got the 0, 1, 0, which tells me the group. And the group is uppercase. Uppercase letters. And then the last 5 digits tell me which letter it is within that group. Okay, so it tells me which letter it is within the group. Okay, so P has got simply the 16 turned on. So it's got just the 16 turned on, So it is the 16th letter. It has just the 16 turned on. O had the 8, 4, 2, and 1 turned on. Okay? So it has the 8, 4, 2, and 1 turned on, which is 15. So that's the 15th letter. Okay? N has the 8, 4, 2 turned on, so it's the 14th letter. Okay? So I keep going through this, and if I take the last five digits as which one it is. Okay, my turn, please. If I take the first three as telling me the group, and the last five as telling me which, then I can read anything that comes out. I can read the binary that comes out. Okay? Questions. Okay, so now let's look at the difference between upper and lowercase. Okay, here are the lowercase letters. And 9761 is a lowercase a. 9761. Okay, so they're 9761. So if I have an uppercase A, as I said, it was 0100001. Now I've got a lowercase a, which is a 61. So how do I write 6? What's a 6 in binary?
0110.
Zero what?
0110.
Right. 0110, right? So a lowercase is 0110, and then the 1 is 0001. Okay? Now look up a B, and I can pretty much tell you. Okay, a B is going to be 0110001010. Okay. What is a Z going to be? It's going to use the count to make 26. But the 0111 is going to stay the same. Okay, so what I've got is these three letters tell what group it's in. These five tell which. Okay, so 011 is the group of lowercase letters. 010 was the group of uppercase letters. 011 is the group of lowercase letters. So there's a very small difference between whether I type a capital A or a lowercase a, but it's a significant difference because it puts it into the lowercase group, versus the uppercase group. Okay? So if I look at Z on these, if I go back to the chart and I look at Z, lowercase z, is 122.7a. 122.7a. So Z, lowercase z, is 122.7a. Okay, so the 7a is what I'm interested in. What is a 7? How do I write a 7 in binary?
0, 1, 1, 1.
And how do I write an A? Yeah.
0, 1, 1, 0.
A is 10, right?
Yeah.
So what do I have to turn on to get 10?
1, 0, 1, 0.
That's right. I have to turn on the 8 and the 2 to get 10, right? So A is 10, and I have to turn on the 8 and the 2 to get 10. Okay, so that's a lowercase z. So again, looking at the which part of this, we have 16 on, 8 on, 2 on, that's 26. So it's the 26th letter in the alphabet. But I have the 0, 1, 1 in the front, which tells it that it's in the lowercase group. Okay, so these parts are equally important. The first three characters tells which group it's in, and the last five tell which place it has in the group. The first place for an A, the 26th place for the Z. Okay, so if I look at a stream of binary, I can pretty much figure out the decimal and the hex. Okay. Questions? Okay, the next thing is if we look at other groups back here. For example, numbers. If we look at the numbers, they get grouped in a certain order, and we can look at what numbers are. Then there's a whole load of special characters floating around that are just given a code. Okay? There's not as much of a pattern to those as there is to the letters and the numbers. So the numbers are, I've got 4830 for 0. Zero has 48 and 30. Isn't that what I said? Somebody double check me. 48 and 30?
Yeah.
Okay. So 30 would mean what? In binary? 8421. So what do I turn on to get a 30? What do I turn on to get a 3?
2 and a 1.
2 and a 1. Okay. And what do I turn on for a 0? Nothing. So that is 0, the number. What's 1 going to be? 1 is going to be equal to 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1. Okay? Okay, my turn. 2 is going to be 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0. And 9 is going to be what? So those are the digits that go with it. And let's check. 9, therefore, is 39 in hex. This is 39 in hex. Okay. So when I go back over to the chart, a 9 is 39 in hex. Okay? And again, it is 39 in hex. I can also look at it, the decimal up there for 0, I have the decimal, and the decimal is 48. So again, to do decimal, I do 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. So the decimal, I write out the powers all the way up. In hex, because of the unique relationship of 4 binary bits equals 1 hexadecimal, I can do it in the groups of 4. I don't have that relationship with decimal. So 48 means I turn on the 32 and I turn on the 16 and the rest I turn off. And that is the 48 in decimal. And it's exactly the same thing. So I can either use the decimal to figure it out or I can use the hex. It's just the hex is easier. Okay. So looking at this, the group for numbers is 001. Okay, so I can have a 001 in all of these numbers, and those would be the group there. So I've got different groups, and then I go into which one it is. Okay, what does that say? Oh, I just took it away, sorry. If I translate this into hex, I've got a what? 8, 4, 2, 1. And 8 and 4 is 12. And what's 12?
5.
What? C.
Oh, yeah.
If A is 10, B is 11, C is 12. And this is a 2, and this is an 8, and this is a 2 again, and this is an 8 and a 2 and a 1 on, so 8 and 2 is 10 and 1 is 11, so what's that?
B.
And this is six, right? So I've got 6B. Two eight, two C. Okay. Does that mean anything? If I look up 6B, do I find anything? I just kind of wrote some stuff. If I look up 6B, okay, 6B is apparently a lowercase k. So I can go and look up 6B and find out that it's a lowercase k. Okay? So 6B is a lowercase k. Okay, there's 28 and 2C in the chat. Okay, 28 and 2C are special characters. Okay, so if I look at 28, I can see a special character, and 2C is a special character. So I can look those up and see what it is. So if I get binary bits, I can convert it to hex and then go over to the chat and see what it is. Okay, write out your first name in ASCII. Write the ASCII code for your first name. Anybody that has an A in their code, that should be what it says for the A. Okay? If they have an N, that's what it should say for the N. If you have a P, that's what it should say for the P.
Do you want to do capital
A or lowercase? Your choice. But I just want you to experiment with doing it. So if you go back and forth. So those are some of the letters, in uppercase at least. And what did we say? 010 meant uppercase, and 010 meant uppercase, and 011 meant lowercase. Okay, so 010 means uppercase, and 011 means lowercase. So you can switch back and forth between upper and lowercase fairly easily. Okay, so 010 means uppercase and 011 equals lowercase. And if your name has these letters in them, they're there. E, which a lot of names have in it, would be 45, since C is 43. We know D is 44, E is going to be 45. And 45 would be 0100 0101. No, I said that backwards. 01. Yeah, no, I said it right. 01. Is everybody managing to write their name? So essentially, you've got a couple of things going on here. As we said with A, A 65, 41, and 01, 00, 00, 01. So if I know any one of those three things, I can figure out the other one. Okay? I can figure out what it is, and I can figure out what letter it is. So if you give me 65 and tell me it's decimal, I can figure out it's A. Because I can take the 65 and I can put it down 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. I can put the ones in there and I can put in the zeros and I can look at this and say, okay, this tells me it's uppercase. And it's the first one, so that tells me which. It's the first one, so that tells me it's an A. Okay? If you give me the 41, I can do the same thing. I can put the one, and I can put, and I look at it and say, okay, there's the 41. Look at the first three characters, it tells me it's uppercase. Look at the last five, it tells me which one. Okay? So if I have any of those combinations, I can figure out what I've got. Questions? Okay. It's a little early, a little late to start anything new, so we are going to call it quits. If you're behind in homework, please start getting it in, okay? Homework is 80% of your grade. Homework and quizzes are 80% of your grade. So, if you don't do the homework, I'm not even going to bother to try to grade your final because the homework is what counts. The final is only 10% of your grade. Being responsible is 10%. So if you are way behind in homework, you lose part of that 10%. But I will take homework at any point during the semester. And so you've got to get it in if you want to pass the course. I need homework. Lindsay is going to be here on Thursday from 2 to 6. And she gets very bored.
I do.
And come do your homework here, and then if you need to ask a question, it's not, oh, I don't understand this, it's, Lindsay, will you help me? And that makes a lot more sense. So please, 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 I love correcting homework. Okay, so get me more to correct. I'm lying. What? There's no class on Thursday. It's meeting day. But Lindsay will still be here from 2 to 6.